from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The deal to avert a fiscal cliff in Washington, D.C. saves 15 million Californians from higher taxes on the federal front. But keep your pocket change handy. A temporary quarter-cent hike in the sales tax across the state kicked in with the new year. We'll have to wait for the statistics that show whether the threat of that hike led to a spike in last-minute sales in December of high-ticket items like cars and kitchen appliances. San Francisco's minimum wage has risen from $10.24 to $10.55, stealing the crown for the nation's highest minimum wage from Santa Fe. Both cities tie the wage to the regional rate of inflation. The federal government, in contrast, has not hiked the national wage floor since 2009. At a time when many people worry our collective glass is half empty, water specialists in the state are gearing up for the first snow survey of the season. And after all that rain over the holidays, they're asking themselves if it's possible to have too much snow in the Sierra snowpack. KQED science editor Craig Miller has more.
The monthly manual snow surveys like today's are really just to confirm what remote sensors are already telling us. And right now, they're telling us that statewide, the snowpack is running way ahead of normal, its water content half again the average for this date. Reservoirs are up as well, especially in the North State, where most of the bigger ones reside. And this is where it actually gets a little tricky, as engineers can't allow major reservoirs to fill completely. They have to leave a little headroom for the unforeseen big runoff events.
If you talk to flood forecasting managers, that's their annual struggle.
Robert Cibitani is a snowpack hydrologist who advises water managers.
How much to dump in the early seasons, assuming that you're going to get refill later in the season. If that refill doesn't happen, then you end up embarking upon your delivery year, your water supply delivery year, with very, very reduced supplies.
Signals have been mixed so far this season, with few of the usual clues to which way the weather will go, wet or dry. So far, it's been a soaking. But forecasting models indicate that things could start drying out in the next couple of weeks. For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller.
In heavily Democratic Los Angeles, the lone Republican candidate for mayor is considered a long shot, except he's got a top GOP ad man behind him, raising millions to fund a campaign he's still crafting. Frank Stoltz of KPCC reports.
Fred Davis has created ad campaigns for some of the biggest names in politics, including John McCain and Arnold Schwarzenegger. But like a lot of Angelenos, he doesn't pay much attention to local elections.
I've lived here since 85, and I don't think I've ever voted. I'm in the political business. I don't remember voting in a mayor's race.
Davis said he just wasn't interested until he met mayoral candidate Kevin James at a C-SPAN event in Culver City earlier this year. James approached Davis after the event.
Though it was a nighttime talk and it was pretty late, we sat and talked for 2 hours about the mayor's race.
Davis sits in his Hollywood Hills office on Mulholland Drive, just below the W in the Hollywood sign. He says he was impressed by James's intelligence and understanding of city issues. Davis has attended 3 debates and says James blows the other candidates away. He has another motive. Davis likes the idea of adding a new look to the California GOP.
Here's a guy who's openly gay, who's smart as they come, who is an avowed conservative Republican. That's an interesting face on a Republican to me, and something where the party needs to get to.
Davis has created a super PAC and raised about $500,000. He hopes to raise at least $2 million more to spend on an independent ad campaign promoting James. So James isn't a client, but could be a huge beneficiary of this Republican wizard. He needs the help. James has virtually no name recognition compared to the major candidates, City Controller Wendy Gruhl and City Council members Eric Garcetti and Jan Perry.
I think it's terrific.
Kevin James is a 49-year-old private attorney, former federal prosecutor, and one-time late-night conservative radio talk show host who rails against government waste. Some have called Davis's involvement a possible game-changer for James, who welcomes the help.
I certainly hope that's the case, but you know what? It doesn't change at all my message of nonpartisan solutions, of common sense governance in Los Angeles.
The LA mayor's race is nonpartisan, so Davis hopes to persuade voters of all stripes who, like himself, never cast ballots in mayoral elections but are fed up with city government.
A new guy, like Obama was when he ran for president, can get new voters, and that's part of the calculus.
This Oklahoma-born media man may be best known for outrageous ads. One ad put real ex-cons in pink tutus taking dance lessons to attack a Democrat who voted for a crime bill that funded rehabilitation programs. When Davis worked for California U.S. Senate candidate Carly Fiorina, he portrayed her GOP primary opponent, Tom Campbell, as a demon sheep with blood-red eyes roaming a grassy field.
Tom Campbell, is he what he tells us? Or is he what he's become over the years? A F-C-I-N-O, fiscal conservative in name only, a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Will L.A. mayoral candidates end up as possessed animals?
Of course, I can't give away what we're thinking. But you have, how do I word this without giving it away?
The theme, he says, is one man, Kevin James, an outsider against entrenched politicians who've wrecked city government. Davis grows impish at the thought.
Well, I don't know. It'd have to be some kind of one animal versus three. I don't know what that would be exactly. But if you have any thoughts, tell me.
Kevin James is a long shot, but Claremont government professor Jack Pitney, a former research director for the National GOP, says Davis has made successes of long shots before.
The key word is long shot. Los Angeles is a Democratic city. It's unlikely that a Republican, even a gay Republican, will be elected.
This year was tough for Fred Davis. He came under fire after the New York Times reported on his plan for scathing attack ads against President Obama. Funders backed out. Davis apologized for what some saw as racial overtones to the ads. But he says they still should have run.
I think I was pretty much vindicated by the outcome of this last election, and the phone has been ringing solidly ever since. We do things differently, and our clients win.
His first challenge is the March 5th primary. Kevin James needs to finish in the top two to make it to a May runoff. For the California Report, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.
That's the California Report for Wednesday, January 2nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Follis Family Fund for coverage of climate change. Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as stopping email-borne viruses and preventing data leaks. Barracuda.com.